May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I remember this almost as clearly as if it has just happened this morning. It was one of those moments that happen rarely, a moment of clarity that happened rarely, at least to me. It was the end of the 1996 school year in Atlanta, about this time, a little bit later. It was graduation time. And Franklin, our older son, was about to have his first graduation ceremony. He was almost 2 years old. The preschool where he went had a different class for each age group, and so he was about to graduate out of the Bambinis into the next class up. And his teachers, Jocelyn, who was from Haiti, and Paulette, had made this ceremony for us. All of the little toddlers were wearing red t-shirts, and they all had little paper graduation caps with, you know, bobby pins or something to stick them to their heads. They had prepared a song to sing, and they were all lined up outside the door, ready to march into the room where the nervous parents waited. And right before they came in, I took out my mirror out of my purse to put on some more lipstick, and all of a sudden, it happened. In that instant, I saw myself 16 years in the future doing the exact same thing, taking out my mirror and putting on my lipstick at Franklin's high school graduation. That leap into the future literally took my breath away. And that moment was an important reminder to me, even as my oldest was 2 years old, of the transitory nature of parenthood. As we know, the task of parents is to move from total responsibility, total control of an infant, to almost no control. From providing literally everything for your infant to moving to a time through lots of letting go when the young people can provide for themselves. The task of parents is to provide roots so that their children may grow their own wings. The task of parents is to become more and more unnecessary so that when your children are no longer children and it's time for them to leave home, they are ready to fly on their own. And this is not an easy job, as you know. But it's not unlike Jesus and his disciples, really. While Jesus was with them on earth before and after his resurrection, the disciples relied on him for just about everything, as a young child relies on a parent. And towards the end of his time with them on earth, Jesus sent them out, two by two, on trial flights, missions, some of which were successful and some of which were not. And then in today's gospel passage, Jesus prays for the disciples because he's about to leave them for the last time in this earthly form. And now I am no longer in the world, he prayed to God, the Father, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. Now, in John's Gospel, this long passage we heard this morning is part of what's called the farewell discourse, where Jesus is saying goodbye to the disciples. In John's Gospel, this is before the crucifixion. So it may seem a little bit out of sync to us because we're in Easter season and we've been hearing the post-resurrection appearances of Jesus. But these prayers of Jesus fit us in this time of year because the church is in a transition time. We're in at that in-between time between the ascension, which was Thursday, where we celebrate when the risen Christ left the disciples on earth, and Pentecost, which is next Sunday, when we celebrate when the Spirit was given to the newly born church. So we're in this transition between ascension and Pentecost. Now, some of us, like the disciples and the church, are in a time and season of transition. Some of us have recently retired in this congregation. Teachers and students are in their last few weeks of school and will soon say goodbye to one another. Some students will be transitioning to a new school. We may have some who are graduating from college or high school. Transition time is a time of great possibility and sometimes some anxiety. But there's nothing better to concentrate on in a time of transition than what the disciples did long ago. They stayed together and they prayed. They were constantly devoting themselves to prayer, Luke tells us. They trusted that God would guide them. And they trusted Jesus' promise that the Holy Spirit, the Advocate, the Comforter, would come to them as Jesus had promised. Now, Ascension Day is one of the major feasts of the church year. But as it falls always on a Thursday, it's always 10 days before Pentecost and 40 days after Easter, it doesn't get a great deal of attention. And a lot of Episcopalians don't even know what the Feast of the Ascension is. And I think that's partly because it's hard to talk about the Ascension. We don't really know what to do with that. What's the importance of the Ascension? For some of us, the idea of Jesus going up to be with God doesn't make a whole lot of sense, although that's how it's written in the Gospels, in Luke. And there are paintings of people looking up and seeing the soles of Jesus' feet disappearing up into the clouds. For me, the important part of the Ascension is that the risen Christ was shown to the disciples in the period after Easter for 40 days, and it was time for the gift of the Spirit. And so the risen Christ returned to God, was always in union with God, but returned to God, was present for the church in a different way, and then the Spirit was given to begin the new church. And as Jesus, the risen Christ, goes back to God, he also took our humanity into God, so that one day we all may join in that great dance of the Trinity. So this transition time, this time between Ascension Day and Pentecost is a good time to ask the question, what should we be doing in this transition? What should we be doing in the time between Jesus' resurrection and his second coming, the time of which none of us know? Jesus told the disciples to wait for the Holy Spirit, the Spirit that would empower them for ministry to the world. And so they returned to Jerusalem and waited and devoted themselves to prayer along with certain women, including Mary, the mother of Jesus. And they waited with expectant faith for the promise to be fulfilled. For people and the church in a transition time, the ascension is a story of hope, that the waiting will bear fruit, that faithful action will lead to stronger community, and that our fervent prayers will prepare us once again to claim the gifts of the Spirit that were given to the church on Pentecost, and gifts which are given to each one of us in our baptism for the good of the church and the good of the world. Now, we are about to have the great joy of celebrating the baptism of Sienna Elizabeth, and she will be marked as God's own forever and sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism. She will be given gifts by the Holy Spirit that it will take her entire life to live out, just as all of us are still living out the gifts that were given to us in our own baptism. And in the baptismal service, we will renew our own baptismal vows all together. So in this time between Ascension and Pentecost, may we listen for the voice of the Spirit in our life and claim the gifts that the Spirit has already given us. Amen.